It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, May 15th, 2023. Today, by the way, is the Ides of May. You may have heard of the Ides of March from the Shakespeare play Julius Caesar. That's the 15th of March. But other months have Ides as well. The word Ides is derived from the Latin word Idus, which refers to the middle day of any month in the ancient Roman calendar. So the Ides are specifically the 15th day of the months of March, May, July, or October, and the 13th day of the remaining months. Well, in our marine weather forecast today, we have high pressure remaining well offshore and also over the inland Pacific Northwest. Meanwhile, thermal low pressure along the coast today will shift offshore tonight into Monday. Today we can expect south winds 10 to 15 knots, wind waves from the south 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, west swells 4 feet at 11 seconds, and patchy fog in the afternoon. And today we're going to talk a bit about tragedy on the beach earlier this weekend and how we can prevent these tragedies, and part of it is awareness, so we'll talk again about how to be careful at the beach. But first, a look at our ship schedule for the day. Our first arrival in the river is the Brenton Reef, arriving this evening from Long Beach, California, headed to Portland. She's a petroleum tanker, passing Astoria around 7:30 p.m., arriving in Portland around 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday. And in our outbound schedule, it's important to note that the C.L. Lindy, a ship that was the object of so much attention here in Astoria when she had to transfer some of her wind turbine blades to a barge, is now leaving the port of Longview today. She's heading out at about 5 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 8:30 p.m., and I don't think she'll have any visible cargo on board. I don't think, but we'll have to see. And if you'd like to see the rest of today's ship schedule, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net. You can also find a link to the ship schedule and a podcast of this program on my Ship Report Facebook page. So every year, I end up talking about this sad subject, and I know that savvy locals must be sick to pieces of it by now. But the stakes are so high, and the likelihood of a repeat is so almost predictable, that I feel I need to touch on it again. We had a death in the surf this weekend, a young man who went into the water near Cannon Beach Friday and did not come out. A group of young men went into the water. A couple of them got themselves out when things got overwhelming. One was rescued, and another disappeared and is now presumed lost. The hard truth is that this is a familiar story for those of us who live here. This particular group of people were high school seniors from Beaverton, as the Astorian newspaper reported. So we, the public, who are somewhat remote from this tragedy, are once again left with that free-floating sense of loss and sadness, and perhaps anger, at another senseless tragedy right on time with the warm, beautiful weather that we've all been waiting for, another numbing loss. I know that when we're young, we tend to have a sense of invincibility that is, for the most part, something the universe humors, and as such, it allows most young people to survive this unrealistic phase of life. And most of us have had the experience of doing something dumb and getting away with it. But regardless of anyone's general sense of bravado and success at taking chances, there comes a time and a place when you have to stop and say, yes, it could happen to me. This is one of those times and places, and by that I mean summer at the beach in Oregon and Washington. If you live here on the coast, or near the coast, or even visiting the coast from somewhere else, regardless of how young or old you are, you need to, and I just don't know how else to say it, get that through your head. This weekend was one of those events where the hard reality is settling in an awful way after the fact. We've seen it so many times before. That realization has settled in on the people who experienced this tragedy directly, on those who were in the water and survived, and on the rescuers who saved them, and on the personnel who continued searching in the recovery effort. Everyone who was at the beach while this incident was occurring. A sudden sense that under the warm sun, in this exquisitely beautiful setting, something horrible and seemingly incongruous has happened. Those are local and immediate effects of any incident like this, every time. But now begins the ripple effect of this tragedy beyond the immediate event. Out of respect for the families directly affected by this, I'll leave it at that. But you can imagine their grief and horror at what has occurred. We, as readers or listeners to this story, are also affected, each in our own way. And none of us can do a darn thing to change how this story played out. It was out of our hands. But I'll tell you what may be at least partly in our hands, and that's preventing the next one. And it starts with awareness, which is why I'm talking about this again, in the hopes that perhaps another person who didn't hear me last time might hear me this time. Because as those of us who live here know, there is nothing incongruous about tragedy at the beach. We enjoy the beach despite the risks and by respecting them, not by pretending they don't exist. For inland dwellers who come to the beach and may hear this show, or for anyone who spends a day at the beach, please take a moment before you come here and acknowledge that the ocean is more powerful than you are. This basic understanding is a necessary first step to surviving a day at the beach here, and I say that without any trace of exaggeration. This region is a glorious playground, up to the point where you get into the water without a life jacket, a wetsuit, a surfboard, or some other flotation, and without knowing what you are doing. You are taking your life in your hands. You might get away with it, you may have before, but the odds are against you, and you are inviting tragedy down on yourself and everyone who knows you and those who may be nearby when the worst happens. We have plenty of savvy folks here who use our waters regularly. Surfers, for instance. Note that most of them wear wetsuits all year round, and they are strong, experienced swimmers who are in good shape and clearly understand the risks, or they would know better than to go out above their ankles in the water here. We locals have heard it all before. Don't turn your back on the ocean. Look for rip currents. Wear a PFD. Understand the dangers of our cold water here, where hypothermia is a risk in any season. Why it continues to fall on deaf ears, I'm not sure, but I'm going to keep on saying it. The ocean can and does kill people regularly. It's not premeditated, but it is final, and it can quickly happen to you. So please absorb these truths and do what you can to help others wise up too. We can't prevent all tragedies, but we can try to spread the word. I hate the numb, angry feeling that comes over me when I hear about another of these reports, and I just can hardly imagine the suffering of those families directly affected. This is so preventable. Let's all do what we can. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.